obviously next week we're not learning, and I think we're going to call a break for, we'll call it the month of August, and you know, again, the shiur has to be reinvigorated, I'm afraid. So you'll tell whoever has to be told. The plan is after tonight to start, I would like to start the Sunday night of Rosh Chodesh Elul. I don't know what it is in August. I think it's September. It's either August 31st or September 1st.
Sunday night is August 31st.
Yeah. So I'd like to start that night. But again, the shiur needs a reinvigoration. So now, okay, we'll learn now where we're up to. And we just said that we won't be learning for the next few weeks until August 31st. And even August 31st, we'll have to see what the roster is. We'll have to see how many people registered for the course, paid the registration fee. Okay, we're up to... So it's Sunday, Parshas Devarim. It's the eighth shiur of this Zman, so to speak. The seventh shiur of Perek Dalet. Leilui Nishmas Chaim Ephraim Reb Nosson. Okay, we're on page Kuf Mem Hei in the Sefer that I'm using, the fifth line, and he's talking here about level... We're up to the second application of Bitachon in everyday life. And this one is very, very hard to accept. I'm warning you now.
It starts with what words?
Avol Beir Hachelek Hasheni. The first thing was life, sustenance, to be alive. So he said that's easy to have bitachon, so to speak. Easy meaning we know what bitachon there is. Hashem gives me life, so Hashem will provide to me that. You know, that I have everything I need in order to survive. And he talked about what he talked about regarding health and parnosa, etc. But now he's coming into, I want extra money. I want more money. I don't want to just survive. I want to have a jacuzzi. I want to have more money. I want to have more money than I need to just make ends meet and live a basic, simple life. I want to have more money than that. What is my attitude in Bitachon there? And okay, I'm in the store for 6 hours a day, 8 hours a day. I work for 8 hours a day, and that helps me make ends meet. But I don't want to just make ends meet. I want to be able to buy the finer things in life. So a person could say, okay, so I'll work another 2 hours. Right? I'll work 10 hours a day instead of 8 hours a day. When it comes to a person's acquisitions and wealth, v'sibas parnasoso, his parnosa and what he does, and he goes through a whole list of different types of parnosa things, whether it's mischa, doing business, malacha, masos, doing hovalot, working for the government, hiring yourself out as a hired worker, arisas, kablonas, nemonas, lavloras, being a sofer, all different things. B'chol ha'doyim alakach mimashi yasasek l'rechishos hamom, and he wants to acquire money, a riboy, the most rosachayim. He wants to go beyond substances. He wants to go beyond just having enough to live. Now, before we talk about bitachon, there's really a hashkafik shaila involved, which I guess we're not going to talk about, but I'll mention it, and we'll end up talking about it. And that is a person has to ask himself, like, is that a proper thing to do? Hashem gave you energy, Hashem gave you koach, Hashem gave you intelligence, Hashem gave you abilities, Hashem gave you what he gave you. So, according to the Chovos HaLevavos, he wants you to use it to become self-sufficient. He doesn't want you to take tzedakah. He wants you to be self-sufficient. And he even described how you're supposed to figure out what job Hashem wants you to do. He gave us in the last parak, the end of the last parak, he told us how you figure out what Hashem wants you to do. Okay, now what? So now, hashkafically, really, I mean, the perfect person will not spend any energies beyond that in gashmiyustika things. Hashem wants you to be self-sufficient, and now you're going to devote your kochos and energies and time and intelligence and abilities to do mitzvahs, to bond with Hashem. That's what it's all about. That's eternal life. What are you going to spend time so you can have a nicer car? It's sort of a waste. It is a waste. Okay, but that's a hashkafic issue that really, the reason I mention it, it's not what the Chodesh of Ovis is talking about. The hashkafic issue gets resolved. It's interesting that it gets resolved in a person's life, but if he follows the Chovas Halvavas' rules of bitachon regarding these matters, then this issue gets resolved also. Why? Because the Chovas Halvavas is going to say a startling chiddush that people are not able to handle. He says that you're hishtadlus, you say, oh, Hashem's going to give me what Hashem's going to give me. Why do I have to do anything? So we say, no. Hashem wants you to work. And we learned all of that also. Why you have to. But Hashem only wants you to work to the point of self-sufficiency. If you would make, okay, let's talk about a single person that working 6 hours a day would make them make ends meet. And then they say, okay, but I want to be rich. I want to have more money. So from the perspective of bitachon, Chovas Halvavas now says, you only are supposed to work 6 hours a day. Your only heter of ishtadlus is to work the 6 hours a day that makes you self-sufficient. If Hashem wants you to, now we become Christian Scientists. And we say, if Hashem wants me to be rich, I'll be rich through working 6 hours a day. And right, there are people that we know that become rich with, not because they put more effort in or more hours in, but because something clicks and it works and they make money. And if Hashem doesn't want me to be rich, my working 8 hours is not going to help. My heter to work 6 hours is because Hashem was gozer, I should work 6 hours. That's how we learned the Chovas Halvavas. That's called hishtadlus, that's called, you have to work, you have to be osek b'derech eretz. That's what Hashem wants. You can't forget that it's really Hashem that's providing you, but you have to do that work. So the Chovas Halvavas, but beyond that, it's almost as if like, there's no heter. Hashem either wants you to be rich or he doesn't want you to be rich. And he only wants you to work to the point of being self-sufficient, those 6 hours. He doesn't want you to work 8 hours. And therefore, from the perspective of bitachon, even if you have this desire to have material goods beyond your basic needs, from a perspective of bitachon, you're only supposed to work the 6 hours a day for your basic needs, and have bitachon, and trust in Hashem that if it is a gzardin, if there's in Shemayim you're supposed to be wealthy and have more money, you will get it within the 6 hours. Working 8 hours is not going to help you. From a bitachon perspective, this is what you have to work on believing. It's hard for us to accept that. You mean I'm not going to make more money if I keep my... Now, someone will come to me, now I'm going to backpedal. So everybody's going to breathe easier. Let's say I have a store. So the truth is, if I keep my store open from 10 to 4... Let's leave them in America. I don't know Israeli hours. I still can't figure it out.
6.
So if I keep my store open from 10 to 4, and I close it from 4 to 6, so someone will say, you're going to quickly lose your whole customer base. And soon you're not going to make ends meet in the 6, right? You're not going to make ends meet in the 6 hours. Forget about that. The 8 hours, you're not going to make ends meet. You're going to lose your customers. Your customers come to the store, they want to see it open. People expect the store to be open from 9 till 6 or whatever. That's true. Chovas Halvavas would accept that as an excuse. You'll say, I can make ends meet in 6 hours, but I can't close the store in 6 hours because b'derech normal, I'll lose my customer base. Okay? I think the Chovas Halvavas would accept that as an answer. But he doesn't accept that I'll work two more hours because I want to afford a vacation in the Bahamas this year or in Eilat. He doesn't accept that. There's not a reason to work two more hours. If Hashem wants you to have more money, you'll make it in the 6 hours. If Hashem wants me to have money, I don't have to work 6 hours either. So that's what we've learned already numerous times. 6 hours, let's call it 6 hours. To be self-sufficient, that's what your chiyuv is. That's what Hashem wants you to do. So that's what he says here. She yisasek odom ha-meshayid lo Hashem mehem, what Hashem designed for him. Because we had before, a person has to divine what job Hashem has in store for him. And he can tell that by what he has an inner desire to do, where he finds fulfillment. That's what we learned about in the last parak. So with Hashem designed for him, last pakoso v'limazono, yikach mehen kadei sipuko ba'olam, and from that he takes his subsistence, his self-sufficiency. V'im gozovo Hashem b'yosu ra'kach, if Hashem wants him to be wealthy and have more money, you will get it. Beliko shivatorach, without work. What does he have to work another 2 hours for? It's pretty foolish. He'll get it without the work. V'kasha yivtach al Hashem bo. If he indeed has bitachon, and he's able to relate to this idea that if Hashem wants me to have more money, I'll have more money. And if not, nothing in the world is going to help me have more money. So if he has that bitachon, then he'll get it. The yifne lehasasik basibos, so he'll refrain from the two more hours, from working with the sibos that are over and beyond what he needs for self-sufficiency, and he won't rely on them to get more money. He won't need to. If Hashem was gozer, he'll get the wealth. He'll get the wealth. The imlo gozer lo Hashem yosim mechdei akal kolo. And if Hashem doesn't want him to have this more wealth, so what's going to help? The 2 hours. Ilu rotsu anche shemayim v'aretz. If the whole universe would try to get him the extra money, it's not going to work. It's not going to help. So if Hashem wants him to have the money, he'll have it without working. And if Hashem doesn't want him to have the money, nothing will help. He can stand on his head. So what is he nuts and working an extra 2 hours for? If he develops his bitachon in that area, yasig menuchos nafsho. He'll be calm. He won't say, I should have sold my dollars a year ago when it was 4.5 and now I don't have all that. I would have made a killing. Or I should have sold that stock 6 months ago and I would have made a killing in the stock market. The Baal Bitachon doesn't think like that. Someone called me up Friday. I think it was Friday or maybe Thursday. And said the dollar took a dip up, right? And now it's starting to dip down again. What should I do? Should I quickly sell all my dollars and get, because they had to buy something in Shkolim and they had dollars, should I quickly sell all my dollars now that it's up and it seems like it's headed back down? So I gave them a very wise answer. I said, I don't know, and no one in the world knows. And anybody who says he knows what the dollar is going to do in the next 2 days is kidding themselves or is lying or is taking you for a fool. But the point is, you're calm, because if Hashem wants you to have money, then the dollar will shoot up to 4.5. And if Hashem doesn't want you to have money, it'll stay down where it is at 3.5. So that's his point, that when it comes to the extras in life, you could sit back, do your hishtadlus of self-sufficiency, and then Hashem will decide if he wants you to have money or not. And you'll be calm, because it's not going to help you. So you won't have this angst, I should have sold this, I should have done this, I should have done that. He'll be calm and serene. So no one's going to take away the money that's destined for you. It won't come earlier than it's supposed to, it won't come later than it's supposed to. That's it. That's a very It's a very fundamental. You saw what he's saying. It's a very big chiddush. I'm saying it's very, very hard. That if you work more, you're not going to get more money. It's against the whole work ethic we have. So it's true that we have to determine. What do you have to ask? You have to ask a shaila. You have to determine what's called basic sustenance. If someone would come to me and say, well, basic sustenance means bread and water and a two-room house with 10 kids running around. So I'd say, no, the Chavis Halvavis doesn't insist that's not called mosros. In other words, I'm pretty sure, I'm reasonably certain that every door, every generation, every society really has to develops its own standards of what's called self-sufficient, what's called basic sustenance. And nowadays, we make a joke about it, but it's not a joke. It's not most of us to want an air conditioning nowadays. Not in Beit Shemesh, I don't know. I wouldn't call that most of us. I wouldn't call an air conditioning most of us. Someone else would say that's you, Rabbi Milinovich, because you can't stand the heat. So you feel it's not mosrus. But to me, a fancy car, right, that's mosrus. A car has to get you from place to place, that's all. What do you need a nice car for? It's not your home. Your home, you want it to be nice. A car doesn't have to be nice. A car has to be functional.
So why should your home be nice?
And you're absolutely right. Yeah, you're right. Now let's talk about the home.
Self-sufficient, that includes school supplies and books and
clothes. Yeah. You can't. I don't know if you know any rich people. Most people I know struggle to make ends meet, and they don't have most of us. Nowadays, let's say a house, with a kid. I don't know. It depends. You know, Baruch Hashem, there are people who are more wealthy who build nice homes. We're talking about. I want to build a nice home. I want to build. I don't know, the word nice is not a good word. Nobody's going to live today in a two-room. I would not be afraid to say that you judge basic sustenance by the society you're living in level and the year you're living in. I have no problem saying that. Certainly that determines it. No one now is going to live like they lived 100 years ago or 200 years ago. No one's going to live without running water now. Maybe the first 50 years after running water was introduced, it was called a luxury. But now it's like a joke, right? We're all sitting here laughing. So, and the Hanami, you have to determine all these things you said. You know, if a woman says, I don't need a washing machine. I'll wash the clothing like my great-great-grandmother washed it. That's not... No one's asking you to do that. Certainly nowadays, basic sustenance is considered a washing machine. A dryer, we'll have to talk. But it's a good question. What is a nice house? There's nice... when are you stepping over the line? But again, it's not a big talking issue. I don't want to mix up two issues. There's the first issue... I think the Chavis Halvavos brilliantly solves that problem. The problem being, why should I, again, once I get past I make ends meet, what right do I have? Is it correct to spend my time and energy and abilities acquiring more money? It's a hashkafic issue. The Chavis Halvavos solves it by saying you're not supposed to. Not because of the hashkafic issue, but because of the bitachon issue. If Hashem wants you to be rich, you'll be rich. If not, no. You make your hishtadlus, you work your 6 hours a day. You know, there's a joke. Let me see if I say it right. A guy goes on vacation, a high-powered executive, and he comes across a guy fishing. You heard the joke? Comes across a guy sitting in a boat fishing. He says, what do you do? What do you do all day? He says, I live here. He says, what do you do all day? He says, I fish. He says, you fish? What kind of a life is that? You gotta go work, make something of yourself. So the guy says, what's gonna be if I do that? What will I gain out of that? He says, you make money. He says, what will I do with the money? He says, you'll be able to buy things, you'll be able to be rich, you'll be able to have what you want, you'll be able to retire early. So he says, what am I going to do when I retire early? He says, you can do whatever you want, you can go fishing. He says, I'm fishing now. Fishing now, that's the joke. So I probably didn't say it over well. But that's the punchline. I'm fishing now. What do I mean? It means that, you know, what's it all about? But it's really a very powerful joke. If you think about it, it's a good Musar joke. Because it makes you think, what's it all about? What are you living for? So you end up living to retire and go fishing. So yeah. But that's... That's the phone. I thought it was... But that's from the perspective of Ashkafa, again. But then there's a perspective of Bitochon where he says you have no right to do anything more because Bitochon says you'll either get it or you won't get it. Now he goes on to say, it's not 100% clear to me. I think he's going on to say that sometimes you're in a position to work where you have to work beyond your basic sustenance because you have people who are dependent on you. In other words, a parent, someone who has a family. So they can't just work for their basic sustenance. They have to earn more money because they have to work for the wife's basic sustenance and the children's and school and all the things of life. And sometimes a person has work, as the Chavis Halbava says, and he is the provider of their basic sustenance. Hashem made him the shliach to provide a job, you know, for all these people. Let's say he has 10 people working under him. Let's say you have a store owner. Yeah, we keep talking about a store. But so far I've talked about a store where, like, I'm the sole owner. So I could work 6 hours, I can close up the store. I made enough money for the... I think we decided here that the unit nowadays is a month, right? It's not a day. It used to be the unit was a day. Now the unit's a month, right? You pay the mortgage by the month, you have the credit cards due by the month. Am I going to make ends meet, like, finish a sentence, am I going to make ends meet this
month,
people say. They don't say today.
Okay.
And they don't say this year. They say, am I going to make ends month this month? That's how people live. So I think the Chavis Halbavos can go along with that. So you stay in your store, and now the question is, you're going to close it when you've earned enough money for this month. So that's fine. But what happens if you have workers in the store? And they didn't earn enough money to live on yet. So then the Chavis Halbavos says, okay, you're going to keep your store open. Not in order for yourself to acquire more money. We said that's not relevant. It's a waste of time and kreiches. But you have to keep your store open because Hashem made you an apotropos to support others. That's what he says now. A lot of people's parnosa are provided for and he's put in that position as an nisayon, like everything else in the world is an nisayon. Is he going to take all that money and keep it for himself, or is he going to give coolie wages, give out all the little money? The business is booming, he keeps it open. So really Hashem wants all this wealth that's being generated so he could pay his workers. And he should support them. Maybe give them a raise. But Hashem, it's an asayon, right? A lot of times they want it for themselves and they pay, you know, very little wages, not enough to get by. I think most of the Israeli workforce doesn't earn enough money to get by. I think the statistics are. It's a very big nisayon. This is his nisayon. The melech supports his whole entourage, his armies. Right in their household, they're supporting a lot of people. So it's in the Sion, you know, you got to keep up, you got to generate all this cash to pay all these workers. And inevitably what happens, or invariably I should say, what happens is that you're tempted to cut corners. You're tempted to take shortcuts, to do something that's also to do, because you have to have all this wealth generated. The foolish person will make one of three mistakes. Echad b'richishosu as a moment, he'll take it for himself in an ofen that's osur. Shuikach mashigosu l'Hashem lo kakas b'ofen harav agarua b'yoser. He'll do isurim with it. He won't be omid b'nesayon. He'll say, I gotta cover the payroll this month. What am I supposed to do? Vilu b'ksho b'drochav v'yamasigo k'meitav she'ifah. So if he would have done things by even had there, it would have clicked. But instead he looks for all kinds of tricks to violate even mitzvahs, because he thinks he's going to get more money because of it. He thinks he can keep it all. He thinks it's his money. He doesn't realize he's not Metropolis and HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving him all this wealth in order to support others with. He doesn't realize one is for himself. He repeats his yesod that the Chavis Lubavitch holds. That's a guarantee that you'll have enough to live on. That's a guarantee. Providing sustenance for others. You're guaranteed an income to live, but you're not guaranteed an income to support others. There's no guarantees on that. Punkt now, Hashem is giving you the money. You're the apotropos. He says sometimes a person has extra money and it just gets lost. Be it investments, he goes over to his yorishim, he doesn't have anything from it. Sometimes he doesn't have any. He says there's money you benefit from yourself, there's money you benefit others with it, and then there's money that really goes li'ibud. It's a waste. Nothing happens to it. He has it, he amasses it, he counts it, and then it goes over. It's a Yerusha. Asachol yachshav kol ma shenek v'lom in that moment that it's his. He deserves it. He doesn't think of himself as this conduit from Hashem to provide for others. He thinks it's his money. The Yisavalov, the Yislaitalov. Who knows? He's leaving it over to the person that's going to be Yerush him. After she captured about Lish to Yaakov, the Rotscho, to even his enemy, Loive Agodol. Right? You have a lot of times you read, they ransack, and they take over, and then they have all that Rechush that the other people amassed. So both in Ashlishi is he's providing others, and that's Hashem's Gzeira. But the third thing he could do wrong, one is to take the money by an Isser. The other one is to try to keep it for himself. And here he's saying that he wants people to give him a huge thank you. Because he feels like it's all manifestations of him thinking it's his money. If he thinks it's his money, he's going to want a huge thank you. If he thinks it's his money, he's going to try to keep it for himself. He'll resent that he has to give it away to others, but really he's just a shliach from Hashem to give it to the others. And sometimes, though, he gives it out, and he's about gaiva, the yirtzel hazik todosim, he wants their thanks. L'harbos t'ilosim lo aleim v'shikyonu lo beglolo, they should be subservient to him. The sigma nafsho, he'll become about gaiva t'boil, l'schichos aleim v'agaiva. Then he'll forget to thank Hashem. He would have this money. If not for him, he will lose his money. He'll have bitachon in these three ways, he'll realize that if he has extra money, maybe it's to be on the finest others, if that's the position he finds himself in. And he won't try to shut others out. His bitachon on Hashem is greater than his bitachon in the money that he's holding, because he's holding it for them.
Can I ask you something, going back a bit? Doesn't a husband need to provide for his wife and children?
Of course. That's what he says, that Hashem gives him more money than he needs for his own sustenance, and he has to keep the store open in 6 hours if he has a wife and children to provide for. That's what he says, but he's looking at it, he's looking at it, you have a wife, you have a children, maybe you have employees, sometimes you need more wealth. He's writing to the individual. So then he's saying, sometimes you have to look beyond your own needs, your own basic needs, your own tzumtzum needs, because you have a family, so you have all kinds of needs. You have workers, so that's when you're allowed to, then the hishtaglus becomes more than 6 hours. Then you're allowed to do to keep up this wealth, because, again, that's what I mean, the shilul between the hashkafa and the bitachon. He says, when you need the wealth to provide for others, to do something correct, not wrong, hashkafically, right? So then you can work the 8 hours, and that becomes your hishtadlus, to generate enough, according to derech, you know, the normal, so to generate enough income for my 20 workers, I have to stay over 12 hours, the factory has to run for 12 hours. But if he says, I want to work 12 hours because I want to be rich, so that's no. But if he has workers, so then that's their sustenance, so he has to keep it going.
But like, what if it's not about, like, you don't have a sales job? Like, you know, in Israel you get paid, what, 22 shekels an hour? And you know that if your rent is 4,000 or 5,000 shekel a month, that's not going
to cover. And Hanami, you're allowed to work as much as you can until you make ends meet. This whole chelik, that was in the first section. In this section he's talking about beyond that. You want mosros. But if you are not making ends meet, then you have to hustle. You have to work harder. Maybe you do have to keep the store open 9 hours a day instead of 8 hours a day, if that's the norm. See, again, but then the Chavis Lovers always warns you, don't think that the Siba is what's giving you parnasa. Don't think the store is giving you parnasa. I'm allowing you to go, you know, it's okay, ashkavically, to keep the store open extra, because you have all these fat mouths to support. But don't go thinking that that's what's doing it. You always have to, b'vorech sharabit dalton, you have to always keep in your mind that Hashem is really orchestrating everything. It's just, okay, he wants me to go through the motions of the shtatlus. So that's 6 hours. And if you have a family, it's 8 hours. And if you have a family and workers, it could be 12 hours. Okay, we'll stop here.